Governor Gary Herbert is planning for the future. Wednesday, he unveiled a $12.8 billion budget proposal for fiscal year 2014, which will begin in July. His top priority is education.
More than $3.4 billion is put there for education. That's more than 63% of the entire budget of our state funds. We have $2.6 billion that's going to go to public education. We have $812 million, which will go to higher education.
That includes $96 million to pay for enrollment growth in public education, $5 million for classroom supplies, and another $5 million to increase science, technology, engineering, and math learning, also known as STEM, in grades 4 through 8.
We are finding that we're losing too many people in grades 4 through 8 that don't have the math skills necessary to go on and achieve in high school, and that precludes them from going on into college and university study and becoming engineers, scientists, mathematicians, etc.
The governor says he also wants to emphasize the importance of STEM-related degrees in Utah's higher learning institutions, which is why he has budgeted $29 million there. $20 million of that will be matched by colleges and universities statewide. Herbert says all of this is part of his plan of having 66% of Utahns holding a degree or certificate by 2020. But Senate Budget Chairman Lyle Hilliard says this budget proposal only works if things stay status quo, which isn't likely.
My comment has generally been that he shouldn't really spend a lot of time on his budget now. And as soon as we get whatever's going to happen in Washington, plus what our state's doing, we usually get that the middle of February. At that point in time, we'll sit down seriously and start drafting what we have.
Herbert's proposal also includes funding to keep state parks open, fund state liquor stores, and raise salaries for state and higher education workers. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.